This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. US President Donald Trump has insisted that the ceasefire between Israel and Iran remains in effect. In a new post on Truth Social, he said that Israel is not going to attack Iran and all planes will turn around and head home. President Trump also said nobody will be hurt as a ceasefire is in effect. Earlier, he had said that both Israel and Iran violated the ceasefire.
As soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel. When I say, okay, now you have 12 hours, you don't go out in the first hour and just drop everything you have on them. So I'm not happy with them. I'm not happy with Iran either.
Before this, the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, claimed that Iran fired the missiles despite a ceasefire being announced by US President Donald Trump. This comes shortly after Israel said it had agreed to a bilateral ceasefire with Iran. However, the General Staff of Iran's armed forces denied the Israeli claim that it launched missiles at Israel over the past few hours. A total of 286 evacuees, including three Sri Lankans and two Nepalese citizens, arrived at the Delhi airport from Iran this afternoon under the Operation Sindhu. Union Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita said that the government is committed to providing all kinds of help and assistance to the evacuees. He said this is the 11th batch coming from Iran, and so far 2,580 evacuees have arrived in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today affirmed that India has made it evident that no shelter is safe for terrorists who spill the blood of Indians, referring to Operation Sindoor. He added that the world has recently witnessed the strength of India, as the operation clearly demonstrated New Delhi's firm and uncompromising policy against terrorism on the global stage. Mr. Modi stated this during the centenary celebration of the historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayan Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi. The Prime Minister also said the country is becoming self-reliant in the defence sector, and this shift was clearly evident during Operation Sindoor, where Indian forces compelled the enemy to surrender within 22 minutes using domestically manufactured weapons.
Hamari senaon ne Bharat mein bane hathiyaron se दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया। मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में बजेगा।
इलेक्शन कमीशन has refuted senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi's allegation of poll rigging during the Maharashtra Assembly elections, saying that the entire election process was conducted in a decentralized manner. The commission said all elections were conducted by it strictly as per the electoral laws passed by the parliament. The poll body highlighted that the entire electoral process involves thousands of personnel, including booth-level agents appointed by various political parties. The commission has invited Mr. Gandhi for a meeting on a mutually convenient date and time to discuss all issues. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has decided to enhance the auto settlement limit for advance claims from 1 lakh rupees to 5 lakh rupees. The settlement will be disbursed to the beneficiaries in a speedy manner within 72 hours. This was informed by Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia in a social media post today. Thailand has imposed restrictions on all travellers heading into Cambodia as the two countries remain locked in a bitter border dispute. According to media reports, the ban applies to any vehicle or person attempting to cross into Cambodia from Thailand. The Thai military stated that the new restrictions reflect the current security situation. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast favourable conditions for further advancement of monsoon into Punjab, Haryana and Rajasthan in the next 2 days. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said that monsoon will reach Delhi and other areas in the subsequent 36 hours. In the Anderson Tendulkar Cricket Trophy, England were 181 for no loss against India on the fifth and last day of the first test at Headingley, Leeds, when rain stopped the play. Host England are chasing a target of 371 runs. Yesterday, India were bowled out for 364 in the second innings following a late collapse in the final session. And that is the end of this news bulletin.